Hey, Big Love fam, welcome to Super Freak. This is a high vibe podcast, y'all, exploring all things frequencies, how they govern form, shape our realities, and are the key to living from your full potential. It's non-woo convos about super woo shit, unpacking what I call the science of self, from body and soul literacy to the power of understanding vibration, higher consciousness, quantum physics, and spiritual psych. Let this podcast become a resource for you on your journey to self-mastery. If you're curious and ready to free your mind, unlock the body, and truly become limitless, then you're in the right place. I'm your host, Tally. This is Super Freak, awakening for the next gen. Let's go.
I'm going to do a deeper dive today on really getting into these deep-seated patterns. So disorganized around love, so disenfranchised around it, specifically with our nervous systems. So, and I kind of tuned into the work today, kind of got this download a little while ago, a few minutes before your sessions ended. And I was like, oh, okay, interesting. So just give a couple more 30, 40 seconds here. Looks like you guys will coalesce about that time. So pay attention to the upper back for me. So the C's of the vertebrae and then the T's. So C1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, T1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. This is the vertebrae, essentially just the brainstem and the thoracic spine. For those who want more detail, who really want to get into the deeper layers, that is the area that I'm focusing on. So I assign the body part with the patterns that are unfolding because you need the body in order to clear the patterns too. They have to work together. So the nervous system works in tandem with the endocrine system and the brain. Brain doesn't know how to respond to anything until the kind of nervous system sends signals to it. The nervous system is actually creating the holographic simulations that we interact with. So these four states that we constantly find ourselves in, some people freeze, they shut down, they fawn, they avoid. Other people fight, constantly fight. Other people run, they flee, flight pattern. And then there's paralysis, just total freeze. And I think nervous system regulation has, and nervous system practitioning has gotten so popular within the last few years because we're coming off of this collective PTSD from these super viruses. And we're so in such in a state of chronic stress that all of these various mutations of diseases are coming up. And you're going to see more and more things that are evolving and that are all of a sudden coming up where your blood work is great, but your symptoms are opposite. And they kind of don't know what it is because it's all these energetic viruses that are kind of attaching the body or, and attacking the body. And people are trying to figure out what's going on. They're trying to figure out what's going on with themselves. And that's why, you know, really this work, quantum work is the future. It's got to be both. It has to be integrative. But we're very dysregulated. So I'm going to focus a little bit on discussing this dysregulation. See if you can find yourself in these symptoms. While I'm doing that, these patterns are going to be removing off of your kind of makeup, right? The coding. And then I'm running it through the body. So deleting it at spirit level and then running it through the body. So I have to delete it first and then I'm going to get really quiet and make sure it's all in training into your individual systems. So the process is, again, going to go through a little bit more of this, these blown out nervous systems around distorted love and how we attach a little bit deeper. And we went through attachment styles last call. This call is going to be about nervous systems in relation to attachment styles. And then I have a very specific sequence around some patterning that are all inverse patterns. And when I say inverse patterns or dark patterns, they're shadowed patterns, right? So if you are illuminated in pure light and your divine blueprint is all just abundance and love and all the things, right? All the things that you aren't, the opposite of that. Those things have to get pulled up into your awareness. They have to be connected into multiple timelines or multiple lives that you've lived those things. And we do that individually and collectively. And then that entire wave function collapses around that pattern. It's the best way I can describe it. So when I talk about, oh, we need to work on dark abandonment, or we have to work on dark mother wound or dark father wound or whatever, it's inverse. It's the opposite of who you are. So you are illuminated. This is the inverse. So it's not like you're dark. That's not what I'm saying. There's some questions that came in about that. It just means that the pattern is not illuminated yet. It's got to get pulled up out of you. This is another way to say it's shadow, but it's not even really shadow. It's literally in a black hole. I have to move it out of dark matter into light, basically. It's kind of like having a firewall around all of these veilings of you being veiled from yourself. That's all. It's just you being veiled from yourself. There's these firewalls that are stopping you from that. We're going to blow up all those firewalls and clear up all these patterns at the layers that we can. In a relationship, right, or in communication, you would want to prove why you're right, for example. I know this pattern very well. Grew up with this pattern. You would need to prove that you're right. You want to be heard, right? So you will be experiencing interrupting, gaslighting, hyperaggression, lack of listening skills, talking louder, a reactive temper. You won't be able to get a word in if you're receiving this from the other side. You feel like you're being talked at and not listened to. So when you're running that level of fight pattern, you have to fight for everything. And these happen at like different layers, these fight patterns, right? And there's nuances too. I've worked a lot on different nuances around fight pattern. So this is specifically to the nervous system with respect to the theme of distorted, disenfranchised love, disorganized love. It's chaos, okay? So if you're looking at chaos, it's just particles everywhere and there's no organization to them. So kind of dismantling you from this fight response specifically in the nervous system. The communication of flight would look like, I don't want to deal with this. Avoidance, deflecting, defensiveness, just putting issues off, totally ignoring them, not wanting to talk about it, overthinking, right? So ruminating on the conversation after it's ended. And then from the other end, if you're experiencing somebody who's in a flight response, they will deflect from the conflict instead of giving you a list of excuses. You will feel like you're being backed into a feel sorry for me kind of corner, because they typically feel like giving you reasons as to why they did or didn't do or say what they did. It's very gaslighty also. It's very victim. So fight will be with the self-righteous indignation, deep-rooted fear pattern. And then the flight pattern will be usually associated with deep-seated victim and low self-worth, non-deserving, this kind of thing. Communication of a freeze response will be overwhelm, okay? Nervous system goes, I don't know what to do. Ugh, feel stuck, numbing out, disassociation, not listening, not replying. I meant to reply to that person. Spacing out during parts of the conversation, kind of really glassy-eyed, like big. Okay, big eyes, and I'm frozen, I'm shutting down, looking over to the side, that kind of thing. What that feels like on the other end when someone is in a freeze response is you'll kind of never get a response. And if you do, oh, I've been super busy, I mean to get back to you, you just basically don't get acknowledged. It's very dismissive. So the freeze response runs in conjunction with a dismissive type of patterning, which dismissive avoidant goes hand in hand with a parent who is emotionally unavailable and or ran, let's say, addiction and alcoholism patterns. It's like, that's a blockchain in itself. That sequence runs so commonly, it's crazy. Emotionally unavailable parent who's dismissive avoidant, who happens to be an alcoholic. Shocker. Okay. Oh, these are such big patterns. It's like getting short of breath over here. Okay. So focus again, still on the brainstem in the upper back and then the sternum for me. So it's funny, as I'm talking about this and bringing this up, I'm actually feeling the anxiety. So that's interesting. Which means it's good because there's obviously a corresponding pattern within myself. So let's get that up and out of here at the same time. So it happens with these group sessions, which is the reason why these groups are so powerful. I do not know how long I will be doing them. So you guys are smart to take advantage of them now. Is I'll buoy a bit because of the spiritual mass that's created from the group. And then I buoy you guys up a bunch. I just continue to help you hold the resonance, which is you at a different station of consciousness, so you at a higher level. So you will listen to everybody at the expense of your own voice. So this is a very common trauma response with those who run a service pattern. So if you have a service pattern and you run service in conjunction with the victim, you will have a fawn response where you just kind of will listen to everybody's problems and you just hold deep empathy. The empaths have a lot of this as well. They will typically fawn. And this is like, for example, someone who's in the service industry or is a provider will run long, right? The sessions will run really long for them, or they'll see a certain amount of patients in a day, and patients are supposed to be 15 minutes. And they'll run like 30 minutes behind because they're listening. They can't shut it down. They can't hold that boundary. They're too in the holding the story. They don't know how to say no, because the people pleasing that tends to be a byproduct of fun is actually a response to trauma, because they're afraid of feeling the guilt and shame of disappointing other people. And so that shutdown, that fawn, is kind of part of what the nervous system understands to self-protect. What it feels like from the other end, if you're dealing with somebody who has a fawn response, is you're right, but kind of nothing changes. They seem attentive and it seems like they're with you, but they kind of don't hear anything. So they're just kind of there, but not there. Blank face, no one's there. So this is essentially a traumatized nervous system. If you related to any of that, hello, this is literally what needs to get deprogrammed the most, is the reworking of the nervous system, the recalibration of it. This is why I do so many of the yogas. It's all body focused. So patterns clearing out at spirit level and then integrating them into the body. So everything we just worked on is literally running out of your systems, individually, collectively, kind of all running at various degrees of deletion. So I'm going to get a little quiet, stay really focused with them, get these guys out faster, and we'll move on to the next.
Thanks so much for listening, you guys. Please make sure to leave a review and follow the fun on social media, because that's how it works in this world. And in the meantime, get your freak on. I'll see you in the next session.